Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. I was rummaging around in the record cupboard the other day when I came across Spunk Zine Issue 4, an Australian music magazine that came out in the winter of 1995. It included a cassette, remember those? It was called Star Trackers, and it included 22 bands from around the world that were emerging onto the alternative music scene of the day. There's a lot of Australian bands, but a number of New Zealand bands as well, in fact five of them. And all of the songs on there are either demo versions, alternative versions, or exclusive tracks. So, I thought we'd take a listen. First up is Chris Knox, who recorded a track especially for this compilation. It's called Spunk Rock. In mid-1995, Shane Carter had split up the Straitjacket Fits, but he was yet to release anything with his new band Dimmer. Star Trekkers includes an early recording of a song which was to later show up on the 2001 Dimmer album, I Believe You Are a Star. Here he is with a very early version of Seed.
Thank you.
to find more information on these songs at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And now you can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat. Chug was something of a Dunedin supergroup, with members including Norma O'Malley of Look Blue Go Purple, Alf Danielson and David Mitchell of the 3Ds. Their Star Trekkers contribution is Cat Bag, a song that would later show up on their 1997 album Metalon. Many of you who follow Counting the Beat will have come across it through the site bigpod.co.nz. Big Pod have announced that they're going to close down on the 1st of May, so over the coming weeks I'll be finding a new hosting service for Counting the Beat and setting up new RSS feeds. Keep an eye out for notices on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And now on with the music. King Loser released a bunch of classic albums in the 90s that were a thrilling combination of surf guitar and six-string squall. Their contribution to the Star Trekkers compilation was an exclusive track called Move It. The fifth and final New Zealand song from the Star Trekkers comp that I'm going to feature is the 3Ds. They contributed Ritual Tragic, a demo version of the song which appeared on Swarthy Songs for Swabs. I've got fond memories of that EP, not least because of the release party where the 3Ds performed on a pirate ship built in a Dunedin warehouse. The 3Ds were the perfect combination of pop and noise. Take a listen. You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this episode we heard tracks from the Star Trekkers compilation, issued with Spunk Zine, Winter 1995. The tracks were by Chris Knox, Shane Carter, Chug, King Loser and the 3Ds. There's more information at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And you can also now follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/countingthebeat.